Hello, everybody. Friday, November 4th, 2022. Workout of the day. Two short and sharp couplets with 3 minutes rest between each. Workout number one, 21-15-9 reps for time. Chest to bar pull-ups, wall ball shot. 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women. Traditionally thrown to a 10-foot target for men, 9 for women. Rest 3 minutes, and then 21-15-9 reps for time. Knees to elbows, and wall ball shots once again. It's going to be a great day. So this one was once again getting in some more below parallel for the week, our second below parallel workout for the week, and done in a different way than what we'd done previously. So for this, we've got a light weight that's going to be over the course of the two workouts, give you 90 repetitions. It's a fair amount. And so looking back to Monday, we went below parallel 50 times with a set of dumbbells. Last week, we went below parallel two sets of 20 for heavy back squats on test number 5. We went below parallel four sets of 50 with just unladen air squats. And so we're getting in below parallel, different rep ranges, different loadings, different ways to do it. Variance is a wonderful thing. And we've got the chest to bar pull-up, which if we look back for upper body pulling, it's Friday today. On Tuesday, we had ring muscle-ups for upper body pulling. Last week, we looked back, we had 10 down to 1 strict pull-ups. So we've had strict pull-ups, kipping ring muscle-ups. Now we've got chest-to-bar pull-ups. So we're really just maximizing that variance in an intelligently and deliberately laid out way to expose everybody in as many ways as possible. And for this workout here, I specifically put the chest-to-bar pull-ups first, because between, for most people, and maybe it's not for you, but for most people, between 21 wall shots and 21 chest to bar pull-ups, there's a lot more people that are going to be able to do 21 wall shots easier than 21 chest to bar pull-ups. So I wanted to put what would be the more demanding of the two movements first to give you the highest opportunity to make it as far as you can in that set of 21, to accomplish that set of 21 as quick as you can. Knock out the wall ball shots. You're not probably happy about it, but you're doing them. You go back 15 of the harder movement now, the chest to bar pull-ups, then the second set of wall balls for 15, and that's why that was paired that specific way. You rest 3 minutes, and then I did the same thing with the second one. For most people, between wall ball shots and knees to elbows are probably going to be a more demanding movement, and hence that's why they're first. The interesting thing about the knees to elbow is, no, it's not a pull-up, but it's really taxing on darn near the same muscle groups. Upper body, lat is extraordinarily engaged, as is with the chest to bar pull-up. And the knees to elbows, I think is, if I could only do toes to bar or knees to elbows for the rest of my life, I would do knees to elbows. I think between the two of those movements, it's a more beneficial midline developer and more taxing and more demanding. And it's a great, that hip closing on the knee to elbow is a movement that doesn't happen too frequently. It happens with the burpee, happens with the GHD sit-up, does happen with the toe to bar, knee to elbow, but now paired with the hip opening of the chest to bar pull-up, the hip opening of the wall ball shot, it's a nice little pairing in there, and it's gonna be a really fun pair of couplets, and I hope everybody that enjoys it, short and sharp. And so the goal is to have most people be able to keep moving really well and break things up as minimally as needed. Again, I know sets of 21 on chest to bar pull-ups and knees to elbows are no joke. We've got the goal times there. The wild card option hits you in just a different way that might be a nice choice for people. So if, given what I just said right there, the sets of 21, you're like, ooh, set of 21 chest to bar pull-ups or knees to elbows, I'm just not there yet. I'm going to be off the bar 5 times, whatever it happens to be. Check out the wild card option. You're going to get in the exact same amount of work by the end of the workout, but you're just not going to get there in a 21-15-9 fashion. It's 5 rounds for time of 9 and 9. 9 chest to bars, 9 wall balls, rest 3 minutes, 5 rounds, 9 knees to elbows, 9 wall ball shots. So for a lot of people, that might be a really good choice if you keep in mind that the goal today is, in general, short and sharp and to keep the athlete moving. So feel free to check that out. Of course, we've got the scaled option, ring rows, as you know I say all the time, make them challenging, please. And then some hanging knee raises or sit-ups to simulate that knee to elbow. For the limited equipment crew, this bears a little bit of chatting about. I had to do their rounds as 5 rounds instead of the 21-15. It just didn't quite work with what was going to happen with them. They're going to be using dumbbells. So you're doing one-arm dumbbell thrusters for the limited equipment crew. Each round has 3 with one arm and then 3 with the other arm. Bear in mind, that's only done with one dumbbell, period, okay? So it's not like the other dumbbell is sitting in the front rack and you're just not going overhead with it. It's on the ground. It's totally unneeded. So you just have a dumbbell, and whatever happens to be the working arm, you do 3 thrusters, switch hands, you do 3 thrusters. And that should be just an absolutely great time. So enjoy that one, no matter which option you choose, and I'll see you back here for Saturday's workout.